Thank you, Kim. This is going to be so fun.
Sure.
Neil Diamond, in the final minutes of 2017, Neil Diamond stood before more than a million revelers, sub-zero, chill, celebrating New Year's Eve in New York City's Times Square, and he led the crowd into Sweet Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a very popular song. It's everywhere now. Bom, bom, bom.
It irritates you for some reason. You're just not a fan of the song.
It's just overused.
Yeah.
But it was very sad to hear that Neil Diamond is fighting Parkinson's disease.
Awful.
And he is finished performing. We are just getting ready to chat with Surreal Neil, the frontman for Super Diamond, who will be performing at the House of Blues tonight at 7:30. And we were just wowed.
Yeah, we got a little preview of what you're capable of, and this is pretty incredible. You're really good, Surreal Neil.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. When that announcement was made that Neil Diamond would no longer be touring, how did this affect you? How did you get the news, and what did it do to you?
I was shocked and saddened.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, he's not going to be touring anymore, and I didn't go the last tour. So
how many times have you seen him?
I think about 10 times.
Have you really? Yeah, that's great.
I've never seen him live.
But I know people who I met, like some of the really hardcore Neil Diamond fans from Fond, you know, friends of Neil Diamond, that we started meeting around, you know, the mid-90s. We started in 93, 25 years ago.
Wait, hold on a second. There's a group called Fond. And what is it like? Do you have to apply to get in? How do they get you into this
group? I
think
everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome into Fond.
Everyone's welcome, yeah.
Right.
Friends of Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
And some of those people I've become friends with. Some of them back in 94, 95 when I started meeting them had already seen Neil like 200 times.
Jeez.
You know. So by now like 400 or 500 times. So
yeah.
These people who go see him every time he goes out on the road, not only just their home where they live, but they follow him around, so they see him even in other countries. And I feel sorry for them. Their lives aren't going to be the same. There's not going to be any more following Neil. It's like Grateful Dead,
you know,
Deadheads, like, you know, it's kind of a life thing.
Different crowd, though, don't you think?
It's a different crowd, Wendy, to be sure. But this could be, I don't want to sound ghoulish, but this could be good for you.
Good for business.
Right? You don't think so?
We've been doing it for 25 years, and I want to do it for, let's see, right now, 25 years, it's our silver anniversary.
Yeah.
Neil is celebrating, was on tour celebrating his 50th anniversary.
Amazing.
Good God.
Add them together, that's 75, that's the diamond anniversary.
Oh, it all ties
in. Something that's my goal to do this up until my diamond anniversary.
That's excellent.
I'll be 100 years old by
is
then.
Is he aware
if
of,
I make it.
Does he know of you? Like, does he know that you're doing this?
He's come to see us twice.
Oh, what was that
both
like?
Both times.
Yeah.
He came on stage to sing some of his songs with us. So
how nervous were you when you knew he was out there?
I was so nervous.
Did you do this? Hey, I'm up here now. Did you do that?
I got this.
Yeah. Sit down. You had your chance.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah.
So gracious.
Oh, that must have made your heart beat very fast.
Yeah, I barely remember it. It happened
really?
So fast.
Yeah.
Know,
he
both
is
times.
Such a performer. And I will admit, he's a little hokey at times. He's... he's a performer. Come on. And
he's
a little hokey, but he's a great musician. He has a great voice, and he's a wonderful performer.
You can't let Heart Light ruin his whole life.
That is the worst of it.
Come on. Whatever you do in Chicago, whatever you do, don't ever let anyone ever tell you that Neil Diamond doesn't rock.
Right.
He does. Solitary Man is probably one of the best songs ever.
And Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon? How can you
that's
not
a
that
good
song?
Song?
Yes.
That song.
Did he write Heart Light during E.T.? Like, was he watching E.T. with a pen and paper? And just he was inspired by E.T.
Yeah, and, you know, he wrote that with Burt Bacharach.
Oh, yeah.
Prolific
songwriter.
One
song of our
writer.
Greatest. Yeah. Love Burt Bacharach. For a while, I made a living impersonating Selma Diamond, the actress from Night Court. I think it would have been a good show for you and I to work together. I'd do Selma Diamond, you do Neil Diamond, we all go home happy.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
All right.
Why are you so nice to him?
Well, a friend mentioned years ago about, a show with all Neils. It'll be Neil Diamond and Neil Young and
Neil Sedaka.
Neil Peart.
Oh, now you got a show. That's a good show.
There's your drummer.
Yeah. Will you do a song or two for us? Is it possible?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, excellent.
What should I do, though? Any ideas?
Surprise us.
Upbeat, ballad.
And Wendy wants to do a Name That Tune.
Well,
would you be offended if we did
here's
that?
Here's the thing, and then do, you know, for real song, but it's like you look at the catalog of
so
all the songs.
Got a lot of hits.
So many songs.
Oh, my God.
He's known for ballads, but like a Super Diamond show is, we don't do that many ballads.
No.
It's not your mom's Neil Diamond, but by all means, bring your mom tonight. It's... Moms love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we really embellish the songs with a little AC/DC, a little Van Halen, a little Led Zeppelin.
Do you really?
There's little, you know, endings and little some mashups and, you know, Kiss. You know, like a lot of my other favorite bands, Neil Diamond was my first 8-track tape, but I love a lot of other bands as well. And those other bands are just right there in the same genre with Neil Diamond, so it fits perfectly. Hmm.
Didn't you think Forever in Blue Jeans was Reverend Blue Jeans?
Yeah, I thought that as well. Yeah.
Yep.
Money talks. You don't sing and dance and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be Reverend in blue jeans.
It fits. It fits beautifully.
Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight by the fire all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sigh. Neil sang this one with us, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Money talks. It can't sing and dance and it can't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans, yeah. Blue jeans, yeah.
The religious favorite, Reverend Blue Jeans.
Little Led Zeppelin tag at the end.
Yes, that's what sells it. That's what sells it.
We're here tonight at the House of Blues.
Tonight, House of Blues tickets, where do you get them? House of Blues. You can go to livenation.com. That's the best place to get them. There's a Groupon going on as well. 17 and older. Super Diamond is the band, and Surreal Neil is with us. I just feel like he should start out a couple songs and see if we can get them.
See if we can get it? All right. All right. Da, na, 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 na. That's
right,
the name of that song.
You can't ruin the song.
I'm accompanying him. We work together.
Song Sung Blue.
Yeah.
Where it began.
Seltzin Blue.
That's what you thought that was,
I thought
was,
that was Seltzin Blue.
Yeah. I think Shiloh is a very beautiful song.
Beautiful.
Song Blue. Everybody knows one. First song I remember by
Is
Neil
that
Diamond,
right? Yeah.
Song blue. Every garden grows one. Me and you, subject to the blues now and then. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came, come today. Come today. Come today.
Oh, is that nice, Shiloh? That's how I picture you answering your phone. Just picking it up, going, Shiloh, like that. That's how I see you doing it.
Phil, throw him your panties.
I already did. It's cold in here.
Thanks for the idea.
So cold in here.
I don't even have a greeting on my phone. I
nothing?
I think it's like somehow it just disappeared. There's nothing.
That's thinking, not right.
I can't think of anything to put on there, but now I've got an idea.
Shiloh. Surreal Neil is here, the front man for Super Diamond. They're performing at the House of Blues tonight. How about that? We'll give you more information. Oh, the phone number, by the way, is 312-923.
Shiloh.
2000. Give them a call now, 312-923-2000. Get some tickets to see Surreal Neil and Super Diamond. We'll pick this up in just a few moments. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
LA is fine. The sun shines most of the time. And the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow.
We are having so much fun talking to Surreal Neil off the air, the frontman for Super Diamond, who will be playing at House of Blues tonight, a 7:30 show. Opening act, the Ron Burgundies.
The Ron Burgundies. The
doors are 7:30.
Oh yeah.
I don't want anybody
sorry.
To get there at 7:30 and get upset that yeah. you know, right. don't
come
go
a little early.
10:15. Yeah, the Ron Burgundy soft rock.
Yeah.
Like yacht rock. Really good band. So it's a great combination of 70s and early 80s from them, and mainly 60s and 70s, a little bit of 80s Neil Diamond. You know, we do a little bit of the Jazz Singer, but we don't really do anything after that.
Well, here's the question that everyone's asking: when will Jazz Singer 2 come out? We're ready.
Oh yeah,
we want to see a second Jazz Singer.
Have to ask Neil about that. I don't know.
You
Neil's
know,
not touring anymore, but he's still writing and recording.
Yeah.
Maybe he can do some acting.
I hope so.
It kills me that you're just sitting here and we mention a song. I'm like, you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. There was a part in some movie I couldn't remember. I said, was it Pulp Fiction? You said yes. And then you just break into it. You just sit around like a campfire and just whip out the Neil songs and everything's cool. You're having so much fun with this.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
You are so
traveling
good.
Traveling around the country, spreading the good word of Neil.
Yeah. What
how is your singing different from his? You must have to do something to your voice to change it a little bit when you're him, right?
Yeah. I try to do the Neil voice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, oh, it works.
I've changed over the years. Like, for a while, I thought, do I want to do it so try to be like more like Neil, or do I want to have my own
your own take
style on
it? Yeah.
A little bit. And so I tend to just kind of not try to do it exact and just kind of do it what
you sound just like
good.
Him
your chest yeah. is so smooth. I gotta tell you, I can't stop staring at he's got a low
we've
shirt
had,
on
we've had some problems in the past with guests and comments like that, so if you want to file some
I don't shave it or anything.
No,
oh, just is so smooth. He's got the spangly, you know, sequin shirt on. Bill, you should get
yeah,
one like that.
My clothes,
like
that. It's always sequins.
Yeah.
And we always encourage people, wear sequins to the show. Wear your best 70s clothes and sequins, and wear it to the House of Blues tonight.
Nice.
And it's always a much better party when I see sparkly sequin shirts out there.
You know it's a good night when you yeah. look out in the crowd and you see some
yeah.
sparkle and some sequins.
It makes me not feel so alone. You know, just being the only one wearing sequins.
Now, you can't get that off the rack. You have to have that specially
you know,
made, right?
You know, I've got some great people who make my shirts for
oh,
me.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, they're not the most comfortable.
A little itchy, aren't they?
A little
itchy. It doesn't matter how they feel. It matters how they look. I'm going to Chess King after the show. If you want to come with me, we'll go shopping together.
Okay. All right. I've got time.
It's
going to
be fun.
I don't have to load in until
3 o'clock. 5 o'clock? All right. Mm-hmm. We can get that done.
You are a wonderful guy to talk to, and you're an amazing musician, and I would
Thank
really
you.
Like to throw
Thank
out
you.
A request of Solitary Man. Can you do that for
oh,
us?
Yeah. That awesome. Was Neil's first hit, 1965, the year I was born.
Mm.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me one girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, solitary man, solitary man. Oh, solitary man.
Pretty sexy, huh,
That's
Bill?
So sexy.
Do you have another pair of panties you can throw?
No, I just wore one a day, Wendy. You know that. What about Lou Diamond Phillips? What are your thoughts on him?
La Bamba?
Yeah, La Bamba. Oh, listen to this.
La Bamba, necesito un poco de gracia.
You didn't start out.
Neil covered that on his first album, I think. So
did he?
I know it.
And he wrote some songs for the Monkees, did he not?
Yes.
Is I'm a Believer
yes.
a Neil
I'm
Diamond
a Believer
song?
Was number one for the Monkees.
Yeah.
Little Bit Me, Little Bit You.
That's
yeah.
a great song.
Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow, and Love to Love, and maybe there was one other one.
That's pretty impressive. So did people not know who he was at the time, except in the business?
It was about the time when he was starting out. When did the Monkees start?
66, maybe?
So Neil started in 65, so
yeah.
Solitary Man and Cherry Cherry were already a hit for Neil. And I don't know, he just gave him some of his songs because he had a recording of I'm a Believer.
Yeah.
At that time, I don't think he released it though. So
it became a huge hit
for the Monkees.
Wow, impressive!
All right, but you didn't start playing guitar and singing to Neil Diamond. What was
no?
What you
Kiss
started
inspired
with?
Me.
Kiss did, yeah.
Really? Beth, and, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Were you ever in a Kiss inspired band like Smooch or something? Were you ever in a band called Smooch?
No, but you know, when I was in eighth grade and then through high school, you know, we were playing covers.
Yeah.
So and we tried to play all my favorite stuff, Van Halen and AC/DC and all the greats.
Yeah. Wow.
You're a great musician. You really are.
Thank you.
And it's a great band. How many people in Super Diamond?
Six.
Six full time, but now you've told us off the air that there are nights where you'll perform somewhere where there's 75 members in the band, right? You get an orchestra behind you.
We've been playing with symphony orchestras.
I bet that's fantastic.
Show with a bunch of horns and violins, cellos, bells,
yeah.
You name it, a full symphony behind us. It's wonderful.
I bet that sounds beautiful.
I'd love to come to Chicago and play with the show.
Yeah, how has that not happened yet? Why not?
Let's pass the word.
All right.
We've been doing it now for 4 years. So yeah. We've done San Diego Symphony Orchestra, Phoenix Symphony Orchestra, probably about 20 so far we've done all over the country. Mm-hmm. And hope to get here someday.
Good,
I hope make
so.
That happen. Yes. We have no power whatsoever, but we could make some phone calls.
I'll call Wendy, and Wendy will call me. We'll get it done.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. All right. It's all about the love, baby.
Yep.
Super Diamond at House of Blues tonight. What a show. You can go to livenation.com to get tickets. 17 and older. And Bob Ferguson, great job with the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do just a little of Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon?
It's
a wrap. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
You'll be a woman soon. Love you so much, can't count on the ways I die for you, girl. And all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down. And I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand.
Cool, so pretty. Very person. Nice.
Beautiful. That's
very
all right.
Nice.
You're fantastic. You really are.
Thank
surreal,
you, surreal Neil.
Neil.
I'm used to playing solo.
Oh, it's working. It's working. All right, we'll take a quick break. Then
Thank
we'll find
you.
Out what Steve has coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.